Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton. This is our second edition of the PodMag, a weekly download from the Faculty of Social Science.
So, Dave, what's the plan for today?
Well, after last week's announcement about Meg Barker doing a keynote talk at our Student Connections conference in July, I thought I'd find out where her office was. And you know, it's two floors up from this very bunker.
Dave, I wish you would stop calling this a bunker.
Okay, fair enough. I'll call it what it is. Let me just move this broom.
So I take it you have plans to see what Meg's office is like.
Yes, and I'm going to go and talk to her later about what she's planning to do at our conference.
Ah, sounds great, Dave. I look forward to that.
Yeah, she's very enthusiastic about the conference, as are many of the others in Milton Keynes. I think we could easily have a whole month of talks from willing speakers in Milton Keynes alone.
Well, it's great to see enthusiasm, isn't it? But this is all about our students, Dave, and many of them have insights and stories to share at the conference that will be equally as fascinating.
That's a good point. In fact, Karen, did you know that what the students really like about this PodMag isn't you and I?
Hmm?
No, they like listening to other students most of all.
I don't blame them, Dave.
Well, I do.
It's just as well that neither you or I get worried about that sort of thing.
No, we put a lot of effort into this.
Well, as long as the students are happy, then that suits me just fine.
Anyway, enough of me moaning about the students. What sort of week have you had, Karen?
Well, Dave, I've been at a mentoring event this week. It was put on for students who are interested in peer-to-peer mentoring. Since our listeners like hearing from other students, let's listen to what they had to say.
What is your name?
Natalie.
Natalie, hi. Natalie Holland.
I'm hoping that I can meet some people in the same sort of situation. I'm a stay-at-home mum. I'm disabled. I'm ill. I don't see people very often. So I'd like to just meet some people in the same sort of thing. And if I can help anyone in the same situation, then that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm Rob Wilkinson. I'm from Cumbrian. I'm currently studying DSC 2 and 2 psychology, which is quite interesting so far.
What are you doing here today?
It's to do with mentoring. I know very little about it apart from that, but it's to help other. I think it's to help other students.
I forgot your name already.
Kirstine.
Yeah. Hi.
Basically, I chose to do this to sort of build my self-confidence and to be able to sort of gain skills to work and help others. You know, perhaps have a similar, you know, disability or you know, have problems studying and achieving.
So I found another victim. And would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Kayleigh Donnelly. I'm a mother and I'm also in the middle of moving house, hence the reason why I'm behind. And I work part-time and that's about it, really.
How's it all gone then?
It's great, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Didn't quite know what to expect, but it's been a great day and I wish there were a few more.
I thought I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I learnt a lot. And I'm hoping that, you know, I'll be able to progress in mentoring people, hopefully.
Oh, well, sure you will.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
You look like you'll be a good mentor. And you had a good day?
Oh, I think I've had a fabulous day. I think it's definitely enhanced my understanding a lot more of mentoring, to be quite honest with you.
That sounds like a really great event. Those students are so enthusiastic.
Mm.
It's often the case, you know, that people think of OU study as a very isolating experience.
Yeah, it always amazes me how people can squeeze study into their busy lives and make friends at the same time. In fact, I met one of my best friends when we were doing OU study many, many years ago.
Well, that kind of brings me on to the next thing I wanted to talk about. Our audio download drama called This Student Life, which goes out live tomorrow from the link on the Common Room on your qualifications website. If you like listening to this PodMag, and even if you don't like listening to this PodMag, you should definitely check it out.
Last week, we heard a little preview. But in this first episode, we see the drama start to unfold for our three students, Donna, Katie and Neil.
They're all beginning their journey on DD 101, the first level social sciences module. You can download the full version from tomorrow on the qualifications website.
Okay, Dave. So, what's next?
Well, I think I'll go upstairs now and see if Meg is around.
He'll be back in a minute.
So So here I am near the palatial suites where all the academics live. It's got a really lovely view. If I look out of this wonderful window, I can just see the dean down there doing a few laps in the faculty's swimming pool. There he goes. Fantastic. Okay, so I'm with Meg Barker. Meg, you're going to be the keynote speaker at the Student Connections Conference.
I am, yes.
And what made you think that would be a good idea?
Well, as central academics at the Open University, we don't get to see that many students because mostly students see the staff in their regional offices. So that's a really exciting opportunity for us to talk to students about our research, the work we're engaged with.
Okay, so what's your talk going to be titled?
Well, at the conference, the title will be Rewriting the Rules of Relationships. But basically, it's based on a book that I've written, which is a popular psychology style book about relationships. And the talk will be kind of an overview of the main points within that book, effectively.
Okay, give us more of a flavour then of what might be
absolutely
in the book.
The idea in the book is to think a lot of self-help about relationships says that any problems you have in relationships are inside you, really. They're in your personality, or, you know, you could be better at understanding how men and women work, you know, like men are from Mars, women are from Venus. My book does something different. It suggests that a lot of the problems we have in relationships are due to the social rules that we receive about relationships, like how we need to find the one perfect person who's going to make us happily ever after. And that puts a lot of pressure on relationships. So the book, for every different aspect of relationships, the book says, what are the social rules? Why might we question them? What alternatives are there that have been put in their place? And what would happen if we kind of got rid of the idea of rules altogether, you know, and embraced the uncertainty of relationships?
Well, that sounds fascinating. I can't wait.
It's going to be good.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That was brilliant. Thank you.
Good interview, Dave. I look forward to hearing more from Meg at the conference.
Is the listener aware of the conference?
I'm not sure. He may have popped out. I think his mum wanted him to do some shopping.
Well, on the odd chance that anyone else is listening, in July 2014, we are holding a week-long online conference called Student Connections. We'll be talking about this lots on this pod, Meg, and we want you, the students, to be the stars of the show.
We'll be offering a range of training sessions for those who want to improve particular skills, and you can find out more about this on the qualifications website.
But we're also going to showcase some of our own talent.
Oh, that won't take long.
No, not our talent. The OU has some incredible academics, and we want to give students the chance to hear from them also.
Good stuff. So, are you going to make another announcement, Dave?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, Karen, I am. When I was coming back from Meg's office, I bumped into my old friend, Peter Redman. He was just coming out of the faculty sauna. I'd like to announce that we have confirmed Peter Redman as another keynote speaker.
Ah, Peter Redman, the author of the Good Study Guide.
Yes, and he said he'll be happy to talk about study skills at the conference.
Oh, fantastic. That'll be really interesting. So, back to these students, Dave. Last week, we asked them who they would like to thank for supporting them in their studies.
Yes, we were inundated with an email. We don't have time to read it all out, but here are some of our favourites.
You can add your thanks to our forum discussion on the qualifications forum.
Next week, we'd like to hear what you think of our new drama, This Student Life.
Drop us an email and let us know your thoughts. We would also like to know a little bit about how you felt when you started your OU journey.
Did you feel nervous or excited or maybe nervously excited?
Did you rip open the box the minute it arrived or did you leave it in the corner for a couple of days wondering what was inside?
Yes, I had this fear of my box. I was so relieved when I opened it and it was just a book.
I'm not even going to ask what you thought might be in there.
So come on, listener. Tell us what you were thinking when you got started.
Email us at podmag@open.ac.uk. Well, that's all for this week. See you next time.